This recording, Scotland 21, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who'd been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the Territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you'd only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goosey's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for her name. Comma was strong and huge, and it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold it onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a multimillionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Right, we're making a big cake for Dieter. We're going to make a piece and pound coins, which is a Scottish term, even though a piece and pound coins isn't actually a real thing. A piece is like a sandwich.
A sandwich, yeah.
Yeah, like a piece and jam or a piece and ham.
A piece and cheese.
A piece and cheese. So from this little cartoon we're making...
A cheese piece.
A cheese piece, yeah. A gilly piece is also a Scottish thing.
What's that mean?
Gilly is like jam piece. Like a piece of jam is a gilly piece.
I don't know.
And so we're making a piece and pound coins from this like video that's on the internet. What we're doing is we're slicing up big Madeira sponge cake because it looks like slices of like bread.
Like bread.
Oh no! And one of them just broke, sadly. We can fix him, or you could just eat it.
It's got a taste of it, it's good, it's quite good.
Oh no, careful, careful, they're all breaking.
I know.
Keep them. We've got glue. We have glue. We have edible glue, which cost me £2.5 off the internet. But it's out of date. Oh well, we'll not be using that then, just cut sensibly. So we're gonna slice up Madeira cake, and then we're gonna slice up little fairy cakes. And we're gonna put the fairy cakes, we're gonna ice them with like golden yellow icing so they look like pound coins, which is something obviously you don't have, you know. You're American!
Cents.
Yeah, cents. And then we've got some like chocolate coins and stuff to put on the outside, and we've got icing to make it look even more like bread, although I actually don't think we're going to need it.
Oh, you just want to eat it with a spoon then?
Yeah, we're just going to eat the icing with a spoon. So right now what we're doing is we're slicing up the bread, the Madeira cake bread, which looks really good actually. And then we're going to slice the fairy cakes in half, ice them, and then put them in the middle. And then we're going to set them up like a big tray of sandwiches. And we managed to get the tray from a really nice man in the supermarket. And I went up and I was like, excuse me, can you help me please? Because we really need a tray, we're making a cake. And they tried to give me a banana box and that just didn't work. And and then we're going to present it with like pound coin stuff around the side and a candle on it because it's Dieter's birthday. Now Dieter is like this big music thing at Block. It's like a music thing at this place called Block in Glasgow, and there's bands get put on and there's going to be a video of all the best bits. And Dieter, in fact, go and look at it, Laura, even though you're listening, www.detour-scotland.com, yeah. And it's really good. Anyway, I think 2 minutes and 52 seconds should be enough of me chatting away. If you need any more, let me know.